Morning. Last year's high 59 and the low 36. Sunset will occur at 6:17 this evening and rise this morning around 7:17. In Richland Center, northeast winds at 2, barometer at 30.44. No precipitation today. It is 23 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, where the news at 6 is sponsored by Scott's Industries. Enjoy the benefits of working at Scott's, including unparalleled opportunities for career advancement and a generous profit-sharing plan that is fully owned by the individual workers, also by the Richland Mobile Mart in Richland Center, the West Side Handy Stop.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. Less than 3 weeks till the election, early voting underway in multiple states. Georgia reports a record 305,000 cast ballots on the first day of early voting there. An Atlanta judge ruled that election certification by county officials is mandatory. The state elections board had previously issued guidelines allowing those officials to investigate prior to certification. Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger.
Our reaction is that we've always believed that everyone should follow the law and follow the Constitution. That's an American value. And so I think that's very important that that is affirmed, you know, in the judicial system.
After a five-day lull, Israel resumed aerial bombardment, targeting Beirut's southern suburbs this time, where Hezbollah has a strong presence. Federal planetary scientists say the northern lights will be visible farther south than usual for a while, at least another year, they say. This is ABC News. The Federal Transportation Department hit Lufthansa with a $4 million fine for discriminating against Jewish passengers.
A DOT investigation found Lufthansa Airlines barred 128 Jewish passengers, most of whom wore distinctive clothing typically worn by Orthodox Jewish men, from boarding a flight in Frankfurt to Budapest after a few passengers failed to follow crew member instructions on a flight from New York. Then Jewish passengers were banned from the next flight. Only Jewish passengers who didn't know each other and weren't flying together, the DOT says. It is the largest civil rights fine imposed by the DOT against any airline. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Protest outside the Battle Creek, Michigan headquarters of cereal maker Kellogg. The protesters demanding the company remove artificial dyes from its cereals in the U.S. Nearly a decade ago, Kellogg announced it would remove artificial ingredients from its products by 2018. The company says its cereals are safe. I'm Richard Cantu, ABC News.
When you're on the move, your convenience stop is Richland Mobile Mart. Start the day with fresh coffee, donuts, and delicious breakfast sandwiches. Make mealtime easy with take-and-bake deli fresh pizzas, kitchen fresh sandwiches, salads, cookies, and so much more. The Mobile Mart also has all your favorite beer, wine, and liquors. Plus, touch-free automatic and self-serve car washes, too, at Richland Mobile Mart, Highway 14 on Richland Center's west side.
Join the legacy at Scott's Industries, a proud family-owned business for 75 years. They're expanding and looking for dedicated team members. Enjoy competitive wages, benefits, and a $3 per hour night shift bonus. No experience necessary, just bring your enthusiasm. Apply in person Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 810 East Nebraska Street in Muscadet. Or give them a call, 739-3171, to learn more. Scott's Industries, where opportunity meets tradition.
Today's look at sports is sponsored by Bindle Tire and Auto, your tire and minor repair headquarters, and the Richland Hospital, where everything they do is all about you. Yesterday in high school volleyball, Richland Center swept Lancaster. It was a win for Platteville over Prairie du Chien, and Dodgeville a winner against River Valley 3-1. Ithaca swept Lafarge last night. Also, it was Seneca getting the win against Kickapoo, 3-0, and Wazika Steuben 3-1 over Weston. Highland scored a sweep against Cassville last night. It was Cuba City sweeping Boscobel, and Riverdale was swept by Iowa Grant. In high school soccer, Richland Center fell to River Valley 2-1. A person with knowledge of the situation says the Packers have signed kicker Brandon McManus. The move comes after Braden Narvis missed his NFL worst fifth field goal attempt of the season on Sunday. Aaron Judge hit a two-run drive into Monument Park for his first home run of the postseason, and the Yankees beat the Guardians 6-3 to take a 2-0 American League Championship Series lead. Elsewhere in the NHL, Carolina 4-2 over New Jersey, Washington 4, Vegas 2, Tampa Bay 4-1 over Vancouver, Florida 4, Columbus 3, Minnesota 4-1 over St. Louis, Seattle 7, Nashville 3, Dallas won a shootout over San Jose 3-2, Calgary 3, Chicago 1, and Edmonton was a winner in overtime 4-3 over Philadelphia. Tonight, the Dodgers play at the Mets in the National League playoffs, and New York plays at Minnesota in the WNBA finals. That's a look at sports on this Wednesday.
Did you know that a transmission flush and fill should be done every 50 to 60,000 miles to keep everything running correctly? Bindle Tire and Auto wants to help you keep your vehicle running as efficiently and economically as possible. Whether you need tires, brakes, oil changes, batteries, hoses, exhaust, transmission flush and fill, cabin filter, serpentine belt, alignment check, digital alignment, or on the farm call, trust Bindle Tire and Auto to be there for you. If you have questions about your vehicle or need an appointment, call Bindles today, 647-5851.
When you've had a breast cancer scare, the days spent waiting for a result or a follow-up screening can be some of the longest in your life. At the Richland Hospital and Clinics, we understand that less waiting means less worry. Our imaging department schedules follow-up appointments quickly, often within a few days. Ask your provider if your imaging can be done here with us, close to home. The Richland Hospital and Clinics, caring, educating, healing.
Mostly sunny today, highs in the upper 50s, northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight clear and chilly, a low of 31. Thursday mainly sunny, breezy and warmer, a high of 65. Thursday night staying dry and clear, a low of 40. Friday sunny, breezy and mild, a high of 70. Saturday lots of sunshine and 73. In Richland Center, a frosty low of 22 has been recorded. Right now it is 23 degrees.
Baby girl, you out your mind, you way too good for me. Thinking about the day we met, you could have just ignored me. Here I am, laying next to you, looking extra cute in the morning. Looking back all through the past, everything before you was boring. You're the type people wishing they sit next to on a flight. Top of list, who I wanna wash up on an island with. You're the dream, even if we're counting girls in magazines. It's still a mystery. What's someone as beautiful as you? I should start asking questions for you. Get a bandy. What's someone as beautiful as you? Do it, wake it up with someone like me. Ain't gonna lie, you could have anyone you choose. I should stop asking questions for you. Get a bandy. Someone as beautiful as you could just fall out of the blue. When you're walking around in my sweater, girl, there's no better view. Spend the rest of just treasuring you. Oh, I follow you wherever, and you know that's the truth, yeah. You're the type people wishing they sit next to on a flight. Top of list, who I wanna spend like every second with. You're the dream, even if we're counting girls up on the screen. Still a mystery. What's someone as beautiful as you? I should start asking questions for you. Get up and leave.
Thomas Rhett on WRCO Radio. Good morning. It's a little chilly. I did convert to a sweater this morning, though. Yes. So I have my sweater on, ready to go. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, like Mr. Rogers used to say. And we have some good info to share with you today. Regular stuff along the way. We have some in-studio guests a little bit later on today. 615 Collective, just a tremendous group of artists that have had hits, including Sarah Darling, who's been on the Grand Ole Opry stage 97 times. And she's in that group. They'll be in the studio with us later this morning after 10 o'clock here on WRCO. We look forward to that. This is Zach Brown Band.
I got a death wish. Her looks can kill. She's got a red dress, lipstick and heels. Pull me in, give me hooks like a junkie. Got me feeling so high. You're such a beautiful joke. Lets her head down and all of my stand up. Can't help but stare now. Gotta feel that touch. Her kiss, my lips so sweet. Can't quit, those lips are a habit to me. Sweet intoxication, I'm never getting sober. I can tell that the effects are taking over. Pull me in, give me hooks like a junkie. Got me feeling so high. Such a beautiful drug. Can't get enough.
I'm Whiskey.
Ann Wilson on WRCO Radio. It is now 16 minutes after 6 o'clock. We're at 22 degrees. Back down to the overnight low this morning. Hopefully you covered up all your little plants and hid them well, because they've got a little bit of growing life yet, that's for sure. But it will certainly slow things down now. Kind of look like Christmas time in my backyard this morning when I glanced out there.
Chances are you're not hearing this ad while topping 100 in your Aston Martin or taking a spin around town in your Rolls Royce. But if you are, then Donald Trump's tax plan is for you. Just ask him.
You're rich as hell. We're going to give you a tax cut?
But if you're hearing this on your way to work or school pickup, if you're heading to the grocery store or wondering how long you can stretch that tank of gas, then your plan is Kamala Harris's plan. She'll make the wealthy and big corporations pay their fair share so she can give the middle class a tax cut, as well as $25,000 for first-time homebuyers, $6,000 for first-time parents, and a $50,000 tax deduction for starting a new business. Because that guy in the Cybertruck that just zoomed by doesn't need another break. But Kamala Harris knows you sure could use one.
Paid for by voters of these 50 states. Votersofthese50states.com. Voters of these 50 states is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
There is something wrong with our water. We have no pressure.
No problem. Here comes Larry Ferguson from Advanced Pump and Well Solutions. He'll get us up and running in no time.
Where is his toolbox? Doesn't he need a pipe wrench? What is he pulling out of that gunny sack?
It's his trumpet. Watch this.
Wow! He primed the pump and got the water flowing with his trumpet?
Whatever it takes. Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center is up to the challenge 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. Call them at 608-649-4488.
Hey, Jamie from Badgerland Flooring. Did you know we offer full kitchen and bath remodels? Custom handmade cabinets by Dura Supreme, custom quartz countertops by Cambria, and custom tiled walk-in showers, backsplashes, and floors. From start to finish, we are your one-stop shop. If you can dream it, we can build it. Visit our showroom on Highway 14 East Richland Center. Call 608-649-3567 or check us out on Facebook or at badgerlandflooring.com.
Cardinal Rotar is hiring experienced machine operators who want a better work-life balance. They offer a three-day work week with no weekends, giving you more free time and flexibility. If you're tired of the typical five-day schedule, this is your chance. Call 608-588-9880 or stop by their location at 1277 East Hoxie Street in Spring Green to fill out an application in person. Cardinal Rotar is excited to welcome you to their team. Call 608-588-9880 today.
The Richland Cattle Center would like to thank its many sellers and buyers for their continued support. Today's sale at the Richland Cattle Center starts at 11:30 in Ithaca. Today's auction will include a quality run of recently fresh cows and two-year-old heifers, milking and bred cows, open heifers of all ages, plus a breeding age bull. For up-to-date listings, visit stadieauction.com. And don't miss the Richland Cattle Center sale at Ithaca every Wednesday morning, including today at 11:30.
This is an important announcement for Wisconsinites who plan to vote in the November 2024 election. Leading nonpartisan economists have analyzed the economic plans of Donald Trump and concluded that he would cause inflation to rise and the economy to slow. And 16 Nobel Prize-winning economists wrote a letter warning that Donald Trump would reignite inflation with his fiscally irresponsible budgets. Donald Trump's tariff plan would act as a national sales tax, costing the average family as much as $4,000 per year. But Vice President Kamala Harris's plan would help middle-class families deal with rising costs. In her first 100 days, Kamala Harris would pass a ban on price gouging at the grocery store. And as vice president, she worked to cap the cost of many prescription drugs, including insulin, saving many families thousands of dollars per year. On the economy, the choice is clear. Vote Kamala Harris for president. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Action. www.abwt-action.org. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
6:21 the time as we greet you this morning on a Wednesday, middle of the week, already past the middle of the month of October. How can that be? I don't have a lot of time to get my Halloween costume together.
A group
of jolly cowboys discussing plans at ease. Says one, I'll tell you something, boys, if you will listen, please. I'm an old cowpuncher, you see me dressed in rags. Used to be a good one, boys, and I went on great big jags. I have got a home, boys, a good one you all know. Although I haven't seen it since very long ago. I'm headed back to Dixie once more to see them all. I'm going to see my mother when the work's all done this fall. When I left my home, boys, my mother for me cried. She begged me not to go, boys, for me she would have died. Mother's heart is aching, breaking for me, that's all. With God's help, I'll see her when the work's all done this fall. That very night, this cowboy went out to stand his guard. The night was dark and cloudy and storming very hard. The cattle, they got frightened. Wild stampede. The cowboy tried to head them while riding at full speed. Riding in the darkness, so loudly did he shout. Trying hard to head them and turn the herd about. His saddle horse did stumble and on him it did fall. He'll not see his mother when the work's all done this fall. Send my mother my wages, boys, the wages I have earned. I am so afraid, boys, the last year I turned. Headed for a new range, I hear the master's call. I'll not see my mother when the work's all done this fall. Fred, you take my saddle, George, you take my bed. Bill, you take my pistol after I am dead. Think of me kindly when you look upon them all. I'll not see my mother when the work's all done this fall. Charlie was buried at sunrise, no tombstone for his head. Nothing but a little boy, and this is what it said. Charlie died at daybreak, he died from a fall. He'll not see his mother when the work's all done this fall.
I'll list a little Western sonnet for you from Michael Martin Murphy on WRCO, and the work's all done this fall. 6:24 the time on a Wednesday. Farm news and markets and more stuff coming up. News, weather, and sports, and all the regular features from WRCO. This is Mark Chestnut.
I've seen the morning burning golden on the mountains and the skies. Aching with the feeling of the freedom of an eagle when she flies. Turning on the world the way she smiled upon my soul as I lay to die. Healing as the colors in the sunshine, the shadows of her eyes. Waking in the morning to the feeling of her fingers on my skin. Wiping out the traces of the people and the places that I've been. Yesterday was something that I never thought of trying. Talking of tomorrow and money, love and time we had to spend. Loving her was easier than close together with a feeling that I've never known before in my time. She ain't ashamed to be a woman, afraid to be a friend. As easy as believing it was never gonna end. And loving her was easier than anything I'll ever do again.
Chestnut on Country and Community, WRCO Radio. Coming up next, our update. It's now another degree colder. My goodness, 21 right now in Richland Center.
Questions you might hear a lot this fall. Can the Packers make the playoffs? How much snow are we getting this winter? And whatever happened to Tammy Baldwin? After 25 years in D.C., Baldwin sides with the extreme left. Baldwin voted to give nearly $1 billion in COVID relief money to criminals in prison, even the Boston Marathon bomber. That's nuts. And she supports forcing women's domestic violence shelters to admit biological men who claim to be women. Baldwin even backed puberty blockers and sex change surgeries for minor children in Wisconsin. So here's one more question. Now that Baldwin's gone so far left, why should we keep her in the Senate? It's time to replace Tammy Baldwin. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Looking for some adorable Halloween and fall decor? Head on down to Court & Main in downtown Richland Center. Right now, everything Halloween and fall is 50% off. From cute pumpkins to cozy throw blankets, festive table settings, and charming wall art, you'll find everything you need to get into the spooky spirit at a great price. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, and Saturdays, 9 to noon. Come visit us. We can't wait to see you.
Attention farmers and folks in need of quality supplies. Engine Creek Farm Store has got you covered. Located at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin, Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what? Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. Our news update this time is sponsored by Bailey Paint and Decorating, your full-line Benjamin Moore dealer with quality paint and expert advice. And by Chet's Feed, Seed and Such, the friendly feed store. Today's forecast calls for a high of 58 with sunshine.
Right now in Richland Center, we are at our overnight low, 21 degrees.
Bailey Paint and Decorating reminds you that the perfect color should be enjoyed for years to come. Extraordinarily durable Benjamin Moore paint and exterior stain ensure exactly that. Bailey Paint and Benjamin Moore know that getting the right product is the secret of success. Bailey Paint and Decorating ensures you have the right color and products and offers the best paint you can buy in Benjamin Moore paint products. Bailey Paint and Decorating, Court Street, Downtown Richland Center, your Benjamin Moore headquarters.
From the Civic Media News Desk, I am Phil Nee. At least six Wisconsin farms are giving away thousands of chickens after an Iowa-based processor abruptly closed last week. Wisconsin Agriculture Secretary Randy Romanski says the situation involving Pure Prairie Poultry is unfortunate. Romanski says it's been challenging to find out how many Wisconsin farmers have been impacted. The state ag department lacks authority to take possession of the birds or to feed them, so as folks focused on being a resource to farmers, some of whom have taken to social media to offer their chickens. Farmers who need assistance can contact the Wisconsin Farm Center at 800-942-2474. Barack Obama will be in Madison next week. The former two-term Democratic president will be here on Tuesday, joined by Vice President Kamala Harris's running mate, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz. Their joint appearance is timed to coincide with the first day of in-person absentee voting in Wisconsin, just 2 weeks out from Election Day. The Harris-Walz ticket is counting on strong Democratic turnout in Madison and Dane County, as well as in Milwaukee, where the vice president has a campaign event scheduled for this Thursday. U.S. Senate candidate Eric Hovde has campaign events in Milwaukee County and Madison today. The Hovde campaign says the Republican challenger to Senator Tammy Baldwin will be joined by U.S. Senator John Barrasso of Wyoming for an afternoon tour of National Technologies in Oak Creek. Hovde and Barrasso will then join Louisiana Senator John Kennedy for a health care roundtable at Investors Associated in Madison. Hovde will have media availability after both events. Hovde and Baldwin are scheduled for their only debate on Friday. Attorney General Josh Call says threatening poll workers is illegal. Call says it's essential to protect the right to vote, and the Wisconsin Department of Justice is committed to making sure the state has a safe and secure election. Wisconsin law prohibits anyone from using or threatening force to compel someone to vote, keep them from voting, or to influence their voting decision. State law also prohibits anyone from using duress or fraud to impede or prevent someone from voting. Call says threatening behavior towards election officials is also a crime. If you witness or are subjected to election intimidation or threats, alert an election official and call local law enforcement. Before you send donations to help hurricane relief efforts, consider a monetary gift instead. Better Business Bureau of Wisconsin spokesperson Lisa Schiller says it can be hard to send physical gifts and supplies to groups in hurricane-affected areas. Instead, those monetary gifts can help an organization buy exactly the aid they need in a place they can use it. Also, watch out for anyone soliciting for charity or donations on social media. Scammers are known to copy the identity of reputable groups in order to steal charity donations. Schiller says you can find their list of reputable groups helping the Southeast U.S. recover online at give.org. Dane County Clerk Scott McDonnell, a Democrat, says a new Star Wars parody, PSA, aims to cut through election misinformation by doing something a little more humorous that would get people's attention. Wisconsin County Clerks Association President Trent Miner, a Republican, says election facts should not be a partisan issue. The full 3-minute PSA can be viewed on Blame Society YouTube page. The Richland County Community Services Building and Health and Human Services will be closed today for a staff training. The building will reopen at 8 o'clock Thursday morning for concerns involving crisis situations or to speak with a crisis professional. Call the Mental Health Crisis Line at 888-552-6642. For concerns involving child abuse, neglect, and welfare, call the Richland County Sheriff's Department at 608-647-2106. As the weather turns colder, remember to keep safety in mind when using heating in your home. Keep portable heaters 3 feet away from anything flammable. Always plug a space heater directly into a wall outlet. Do not use an extension cord. Be sure to test your smoke and carbon monoxide alarms and replace batteries if needed. Richland County Clean Sweep will be held Saturday from 8 until noon. Clean Sweep is a limited-time collection of unwanted, unused, or damaged agricultural or household hazardous waste and pharmaceuticals. This program collects, treats, stores, or also disposes of waste in an environmentally safe method through a licensed hazardous waste facility. Hazardous waste can usually be identified by product labels which contain any of the following words: caution, warning, danger, poison, toxic, ignitable or flammable, acid, corrosive, or reactive. Materials that will not be accepted to the clean sweep include prescription medications, explosives such as ammunition and fireworks, human medical and biological wastes, infectious wastes, household sharps, latex paints, radioactive materials, compressed gas cylinders, shock or heat-sensitive materials such as ether, peroxide, or pyrrhic acid, also recyclable motor oil, fertilizer, tires, asbestos, antifreeze, or alkaline batteries as well. Items can be dropped off at the Richland County Clean Sweep Saturday from 8 until noon at the Richland County Highway Shop on Bowen Circle in Richland Center. And at least one headliner has been announced already for next year's Summerfest.
Country Music Association Entertainer of the Year Lainey Wilson will play the American Family Insurance Amphitheater on Thursday, June 26th. Tickets for the show go on sale Friday morning. The 2025 edition of the annual music festival will happen Thursday through Saturday on the last two weekends of June and the first weekend of July along Milwaukee's lakefront. Ted Ahlen, Wisconsin Radio Network.
We'll look at that forecast for today, which does include a warm-up, and we'll look at that next.
Hello, friends. It's Ellie here from Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. As autumn finally sets in, stay cozy with Chet's apparel. We have sweatshirts, crewnecks, and a variety of hats as well. Our merch isn't the only thing to fall for at Chet's. We have premium birdseed and a huge new selection of bird feeders to keep your feathered friends happy. Come explore our large lineup of cat and dog toys, as well as treats. As the wind starts whipping, you can be sure that we have your back with our Henry County wood pellets to keep your home warm. Sold by the bag or even by the pallet. We appreciate our friends down here at Chet's, because without you, there wouldn't be us. Stop by 880 North Orange Street, Richland Center, or give us a call at 647-8833.
A high of 58 today with sunshine, clear and chilly tonight, a low of 31, 65 Thursday and mainly sunny, Friday sunny, breezy and mild, and a high of 70 degrees. In Richland Center yesterday, we were up to 52 degrees, and at night, 27 at midnight, we are down to the current reading, the overnight low. The air is calm right now, and it is 21 frosty degrees.
The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy has exceptional caring staff and great services. They are a locally owned, independent pharmacy, proudly serving the surrounding area communities. The Boscobel Pharmacy and Center Pharmacy is committed to helping patients manage their medications. The pharmacists work along with patients and their healthcare providers to find an individualized plan to help each patient maximize the benefits of their medications while minimizing or preventing adverse effects, interactions, costs, and waste.
Donald Trump's import sales tax plan would cost the average American family almost $4,000 a year more for everyday necessities, like groceries, school supplies, medications, clothes, gas. $3,900 more added to your cart every year.
Donald Trump plans to impose what is, in effect, a national sales tax. It will mean higher prices on just about every one of your daily needs. A Trump tax on gas. A Trump tax on food. Instead of a Trump tax hike, we will pass a middle-class tax cut that will benefit more than 100 million Americans. I will help families by letting you keep more of your hard-earned money.
Learn more at thetrumptax.com. Paid for by voters of these 50 states. Voters of these 50 states.com. Voters of these 50 states is responsible for the content of this advertising, not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee.
Sports Time is sponsored by the Richland Hospital, specializing in rural health care since 1924, making a difference by caring, educating, and healing. And by the Homesteaders Store, Southern Wisconsin's tractor experts. A look back at high school sports coming up, and also details on the Packers switching kickers.
When the quality of your care and comfort matter most, the Kramer Infusion Center at the Richland Hospital and Clinics is here for you. We offer a wide variety of treatments in a comfortable, home-like environment for those battling cancers, Crohn's disease, hemophilia, or other health challenges requiring infusions. Because individual care plans are unique, it's best to call and ask if your care can be delivered close to home with us, the Richland Hospital and Clinics, caring, educating, healing.
I'm Phil Nee with sports. Richland Center Hornet volleyball team swept Lancaster last night in a Southwest Wisconsin match. The scores were 25-10, 25-22, and 25-17. With the win, the Hornets are now 7-2 and tied with Platteville for the conference title with one match to play. Richland Center will host Prairie du Chien on Thursday night, while Platteville will travel to River Valley as well on Thursday. Last night, head coach Jamie Johnson said the Hornets dug deep to get last evening's victory.
Really proud of how we came out. You know, if you think about it, we're missing fourth of our players that normally play of our eight-person rotation. And can't say enough about our bench who came in, rallied around that cause. The girls were focused. We knew they would come back. Talked about Lancaster's proof program. They've been battling a lot of scores in the 20s, so we knew it'd be close. You know, we lost a little bit of our focus, but that happens in volleyball.
Richland Center with the win last night. Also, it was Dodgeville getting a victory against River Valley by a final of 3-1. And Platteville with a win sweeping Prairie du Chien, keeping pace with the Hornets. In other action, Iowa Grant swept Riverdale. It was Cuba City in 3 over Boscobel. Fenimore 3-1 over Southwestern. In the Ridge and Valley, it was a win for the Ithaca volleyball team as they swept Lafarge last evening. The Bulldogs have now guaranteed at least a tie for the conference championship with a home match Thursday against Waseca Steuben remaining. Ithaca has never won a league championship in volleyball, so congratulations to Coach Angie Young and the Bulldogs as they prepare for the final match of the season coming up on Thursday. The WIAA playoffs will begin next Tuesday night. Elsewhere, Seneca 3-0 over Kickapoo, and Waseca Steuben got the win 3-1 over Weston. Royal in 4 over Winnewick Center. Arcadia swept Viroqua as well, and West Salem in 4 over Westby. Mineral Point swept Darlington last night, and some other scores. Mauston 3-1 over Wautoma. And the Highland Cardinals have now improved their record to 12-0 in the Six Rivers with a 3-0 win against Cassville. In soccer from last night, it was the same score at halftime, end of the game score as well, as River Valley edged Richland Center 2-1 in high school soccer. That was the final matchup of the regular season, and the two teams will play in the first round of the WIAA playoffs next week. Wisconsin Dells was a 3-0 winner over Sugar River. The Packers have switched kickers once again. The team announced it has signed veteran kicker Brandon McManus to a one-year contract. Incumbent kicker Braden Narveson was released the same day. ESPN reported the move, with NFL insider Adam Schefter saying McManus is expected to be kicking for Green Bay Sunday against the Texans. The 25-year-old Narveson was dropped after missing his fifth field goal attempt in 6 games this past Sunday. McManus has had some off-the-field issues. As far as that goes, it follows a league ruling that late last month that said it did not find sufficient evidence to support claims that McManus sexually assaulted 2 women who were working as flight attendants on the Jacksonville Jaguars trip to London last year. The civil case remains active in Duval County Circuit Court. Aaron Judge hit a 2-run drive into Monument Park for his first home run of the postseason, and the Yankees beat the Guardians 6-3 to take a 2-0 American League Championship Series lead last night. The Dodgers play at the Mets tonight in the National League playoffs. And that's an update on sports. I'm Phil Nee.
LS tractors are a great tractor at a great price. Hi, I'm Rick from the Homesteader Store. The fastest growing tractor line in Wisconsin is LS Tractor, part of the LG group of companies. These high quality 4-wheel drive diesel tractors are one of the best values in compact tractors. Tractors. They have silky smooth hydrostatic transmissions. They offer great financing. You can go to our website where you can watch a short video where I go through the different sizes of LS Tractors to fit your needs. Learn about the full line of LS Tractors at Southern Wisconsin Tractor Experts, the Homesteader Store.
In my t-shirt, in my ride, running circles in my mind, couple billion in the world, baby, you're the only girl in mind. You took the single out of my life, now I can't wait to see you tonight. In my CJC, messing with my rear view, no, I don't feel like me, girl, if I ain't got you. In my t-shirt, in my ride, running circles in my mind, couple billion in the world, baby, you're the only girl. In that picture, in my pocket, on my cell phone when I lock it, it's all you. If it's up to me, there'd never be nobody else. In that blue beach chair by my side in the sun, don't even wanna be there, girl, if you ain't the one. In my t-shirt, in my ride, running circles in my mind, couple billion in the world, baby, you're the only girl. In that picture, in my pocket, on my cell phone when I lock it, it's all you.
WRCO and the girl in mine. Yes, indeed. It is 12 minutes before the hour of 7 o'clock and 21 degrees in Richland Center. My goodness. The growing season is over there in Sextonville. Not that the Victory Garden was any big win this year, but that's all right. You've been sky gazing. Space weather experts say expect to see more northern lights in unusual places as the sun continues to sizzle. Experts said yesterday the sun is currently at the maximum phase of its 11-year cycle, making solar surges and northern lights more frequent. They expect this high solar activity to last for at least another year, though they don't know exactly when solar activity will peak. Strong solar storms this year have triggered shimmering auroras much farther south than usual. More opportunities to glimpse light shows farther south are likely as well in the coming months. So it wasn't just a one-time thing last week. Here's Patti Loveless.
Since you've come around, then I've come around.
8 minutes before 7 o'clock here at WRCO. It's 21 degrees.
Hi, let me tell you a story about a 10-year-old boy growing up in a small town. His parents were divorced, and the boy lived with his mom, who worked hard to provide. Each day, the boy walked home from school, dropped his books off, then headed next door to help his neighbor in the garden. There, the boy listened as his neighbor told tales of honor and bravery in World War II. It was in that garden where the boy's dreams took root. Dreams of serving his country and farming the land. I'm Tony Kurtz, and that boy was me. I went on to serve 20 years in the U.S. Army and establish my own farm. Today, I'm honored to represent my neighbors in the legislature. I want everyone to be able to pursue the American dream, but I know that dreams don't start in a big building with marble columns. They start in our neighborhoods. That's why I've worked hard to push money out of Madison and back to our communities. I've secured larger investments in roads, schools, and hospitals while cutting taxes and maintaining a balanced budget. On November 5th, I ask for your vote so that we can achieve even more.
Elizabeth Grabe is just another out-of-touch, out-of-state politician who doesn't share our rural Wisconsin values. But Miami Liz thinks she's qualified to represent our district because she's lived in Miami, Florida for 20 years? Hear it from her.
Lafayette County is much different, but there's a element there that I feel as though I would be a good person to have representing that district because I lived in Miami for 20 years and my son's father is Colombian.
And Miami Liz thinks she knows farming because she enjoys archery?
I'm kind of a farm girl. I enjoy archery.
Even funnier, Miami Liz thinks she's better than us. Just take it from her.
And I feel like we're a little bit more affluent.
Miami Liz belongs at the beach, not representing our farms. Elizabeth Grabe is wrong for our district and wrong for Wisconsin.
Paid for by Novak for Assembly.
Cardinal Rotar is hiring experienced machine operators who want a better work-life balance. They offer a three-day work week with no weekends, giving you more free time and flexibility. If you're tired of the typical five-day schedule, this is your chance. Call 608-588-9880 or stop by their location at 1277 East Hoxie Street in Spring Green to fill out an application in person. Cardinal Rotar is excited to welcome you to their team. Call 608-588-9880 today.
Attention farmers and folks in need of quality supplies. Engine Creek Farm Store has got you covered. Located at 11678 Yuba Drive, Hillsboro, Wisconsin, Engine Creek Farm Store is your local oasis for all things farm and machinery supplies. From essential tools to supplies that keep your farm running smoothly, they've got it all. And guess what? Engine Creek Farm Store goes beyond the farm. You can also pick up some rugged clothes and boots for those hardworking days. Give them a call at 608-528-4001.
Hi, I'm Joan Balwig. As a mom, grandma, and small business owner, I understand how rising costs are affecting Wisconsin families, whether it's groceries, school supplies, or health care. That's why I fought in Madison to put more money in your pocket and support programs that address rising costs. I voted to cut taxes for the middle class. I fought to provide more health care coverage for postpartum mothers. I work to address rising child care costs by expanding available tax credits and by creating new child care slots. And I fought to improve access to mental health care and suicide prevention. Because by working together and bringing everyone to the table, we can put more money in your pockets and support programs that reduce costs, improve outcomes, and make life more affordable again. I'm Joan Balwig. I'm a bipartisan consensus builder. I'm running for state senate, and I'd be honored to earn your vote this November. Paid for by the committee to elect Joan Balwig.
A high of 58 today with sunshine expected, clear and chilly. 31 tonight. Well, that'll seem warm. And then 65-degree reading on Thursday. Friday, sunny, breezy, and mild, and 70 degrees. I don't recall that warm of a night for the final week of the high school football season for a while. Anyway, we've had some warm ones. When you get a little bit deeper in the playoffs, I remember one year, many years ago, let's see, probably about 1990, Richland Center with a playoff game, and River Valley hosted, and It was short sleeve shirt weather. This was like on a Tuesday night. The following Saturday, everybody had their parkas on, so it can change quickly. And 2016, when River Valley went to state that year, that was a week before Thanksgiving, and the Badgers were out practicing in their shorts and T-shirts as we arrived for the game. So it isn't uncommon. It's certainly, for me, welcome because, well, you know, obviously it saves on the heating bill. And, you know, maybe you had to turn the furnace on this morning. June wouldn't let me. Nope, she's got it locked up. Hasn't given me the key to the thermostat yet. Maybe when I graduate. This is Nitty Gritty Dirt Band.
Sitting on the front porch trying to keep still. Baby's looking finer than a $50 bill. Pretty blue eyes and it isn't hard to see. Baby's got a hold on me. The keys to her daddy's Cadillac. Got every little thing that I'm ever gonna need. Baby's got a hold on me. Got a hold on. Got a hold on me. Got a hold on. Baby's got a hold on me. We got a full tank of gas looking for a thrill. Three-day weekend, a lot of time to kill. Put the top down, but we're never gonna baby's got a hold on me. Got a hold on. Got a hold on me. Got a hold on. Baby's got a hold on me. Hold on. There's a full moon shining on a Carolina night. Driving my
WRCO-FM, Richland Center, where the update at 7 is sponsored by Jones Chevrolet, the